This recording, Ireland 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with the goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Tamid in Langan the Kusha, Egun the Hiri, Arle and the Sira, Nil and I'm Shigabra, Nichigabug, Tasha Kisak Four, Ach Nil and Arain a Titan. We bail in a good Nasa going in shock. And it's the Hasbert Americani going, Le Kalin Arling. Carlin Björg Arling and Manga Gare.
What did you say?
Tasha Gaifer, it was windy.
Oh.
We're here on our holidays, I said. We've just had a nice meal. We met two nice Americans, I said. With a little girl with a lovely smile. And the weather isn't great. The weather isn't great, but it's not raining today, but it's windy. Where I grew up in Tarbert, in a village, North Kerry, on the Shannon, and went away to a boarding school at 13. I loved it.
Oh.
St. Louis Convent. Did you hear St. Louis? They were a French order. I loved it. Sorry, leaving it.
Oh.
Went from there to the training college in Limerick, teacher's training college, where we did a university degree. And got a job in Ennis, County Clare for 12 months, and then eventually came to Cork. In the year 1958, that's the year we got married. We got married in the cathedral in Killarney, and we're married 52 years since the 28th of June. And I'm putting up with him.
I've been to the lake house at
Clare. That's where we had our wedding breakfast in the lake hotel.
Oh,
did you like it? Yeah.
Stayed there.
Yeah. That's where we had our wedding breakfast.
Oh, wow.
And then we drove from there up to the north. The was no trouble in the north in those days.
Oh.
You know, to just before we got out for this show, it was pending, the trouble was pending.
Mm.
So we got out before the 12th, that's right.
Mm.
No, it started about 1959. Wasn't it when about that? The real trouble was in the 60s.
Mm.
It was the real trouble time.
Right.
Oh, it is very old, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
There are a lot of changes there, though, since we were there. They have outdoor baths now, you know that. Outdoor, outdoor bath. What did they call
them? A hot tub?
Hot tub.
A jacuzzi?
Not a jacuzzi, a hot tub.
Oh, okay.
Hot tub for tourists and for everybody who stays there.
Yeah.
We didn't try it out at all. Banacht deilat, agus gynairion toilet. Nu, gynairion bohlat.
Which means?
Oh, which means, may the road rise up to you. May you have best of luck. Banacht deilat would be the blessing of God. God's blessing.